56 Days by Catherine Ryan Howard is fresh and frightening. This is a story set during the lockdown period in Dublin, so obviously there are elements of isolation, however it was handled well and with perfection. As far as my opinion is concerned, there was nothing solicitous nor anything that reduced the tragedy and heartbreak of COVID. There are no sick individuals, no doctors, no clinics. This isn't a book about COVID, however the pandemic is only used as a justification the characters to be socially distanced. I was quickly hooked by its plotline. The writing is first class and truly pulled me back to the beginning of COVID-19, the alarming uncertainty, the shocking silent roads, organizations shut down. The mystery component is expertly created around the condition of the world around that. I speculated some part of the surprises before they were uncovered, yet cheerfully appreciated a couple of more that I didn't completely expect it. 56 days prior, in Ireland, Sierra and Oliver meet when every one of them are putting a hold on from work to grab lunch, just as COVID-19 arrives at Ireland. It seems they have an instant connection with one another. 35 days ago, with full lockdown quickly drawing nearer, Oliver requests that Sierra move in with him, at least for the 14 days where no one is permitted outside except for shopping for food, medication pickup, and few very important works. Sierra agrees, but she do not know what Oliver is hiding from his past. Presently, a decomposing body is discovered in Oliver's house, and no one else is inhabiting the place. Analysts work hard to discover the reason for death and also anything they can about the victim. Overall, 56 Days by Catherine Ryan Howard is an enjoyable and unique thriller. And I think many will love it.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.